Welcome in, Trudy Merritt joining us here to kick off the hour for Mugs of the Morning on KODY, discussing a little bit of the Platte River Fitness Series. Trudy, how are you?
Good morning. I'm good. Thank you.
Saturday, we had the Whitaker's Run. It was an event that we talked about a month ago, and one of your favorite trails, too, personally.
It is. It was a great race. We can be so proud as a community. We welcomed a couple of folks, you know. Traditionally, these are very local events, except for the larger events. But we had a couple of folks literally that were just stopping by in North Platte and found the race and came and raced. And,
oh, cool.
And they were so impressed with the course, but mostly impressed with, you don't leave our event unless we've best friended you.
Yeah.
So we are just really proud of that. And you know, it is a beautiful trail. And it was, you know, the race grew in size, which is always nice for the organizers. And a great way to support the Trails Network. And it was a really good day.
What'd the numbers turn out like, looking like on Saturday, Trudy?
You know, this race has always been one of our smaller races. So it's always sort of, each race has its own sweet spot. And a lot of it has to do with what time of the year they're at.
Sure.
And of course, August is a busy month for folks. And so this race has always sat somewhere between 75 and 80. And we were just a little over 100 this time. So
hey,
we were really
better
happy
than
about
normal.
That. Yep.
That's
it really was good.
Now, as we look forward here, the month of September, what do we have coming up with the Platte River Fitness Series?
Well, we have a crowd favorite for sure, and a longstanding event in the series, benefiting and hosted by Community Connections, which, you know, is such an important community organization. They do everything from substance abuse and prevention and tobacco prevention to kids mentoring. So we're really happy to work with them. But this is the one race in the entire calendar where those that want to run with their four-legged running partners, their dogs, are allowed to do that. And it's called the Doggy Dash 5K and Puppy Mile. And so, you know, no other races allow dogs on the course in the series except this one. This one is special. So this is the one for people that just love to run or walk with their dogs. Community Connections does it upright. They have contests for, you know, the fastest dog, actually. So it helps to be fast runner. But, you know, the dogs get a little award, too.
Sure.
You know, there's costumes on the dogs. And, again, Community Connections is a treasured organization to a lot of people. So people who come as entire families, extended families and friends, come and support Community Connections and have done so from the beginning. So this is really kind of a special one.
Very much a special one, and one of the most talked about and popular events of the year.
It is. You know, people anymore, they're just really dogs as a culture. Dogs are just so much more to people now than just the family pet. They are part of the family.
Yeah.
And people really are sad when they find out that their pet can't go along on one of our other races. But this one we do, you know, the things that we need to do to get that, to allow them to do that. And so they're just super happy to come out. And honestly, people are pretty proud of their dogs. And
well,
they
sure.
like to show
yeah.
them off.
So, Trudy, for folks that don't have a pet, they can still participate in this, obviously. Just be ready. There's going to be a lot of them out there.
Yes, there will be a lot of dogs there, but absolutely. I mean, this is still part of our, on the competitive season side, still part of our competitive
sure.
season. It's
part
in
of the
Cody
Platte River
Park.
Fitness.
Yep, in Cody Park. And so our competitive athletes love it because it's, you know, Cody Park's course just doesn't, you can't get much faster than that.
Mm-hmm.
Little asphalt, so it's not concrete. It's as flat as flat can be, and it is a really nice shaded course for when it's warm. So it's just a great course for the competitive, but that's also what makes it beautiful for those that are just out for some exercise with their dogs.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a win-win. And whenever there's one of the events that is at Cody Park, it's kind of like coming home in a number of ways for a race.
It absolutely feels that way to me. And this one is staged near the Cody Pool swimming pool, so that's always nice too.
Trudy, anything else that's coming up on the agenda that folks need to be prepared for?
Well, yes, we have a big inaugural race coming. We're going to take the fitness series on the road.
Up north, right?
Up north. We're going to head toward Mullen. One of our athletes, the origins of this race are just really meaningful to me because it's one of our series-long athletes who just, as an act of gratitude for everything that the series has given to her, she wanted to put on a race, and she's from up north, lives on a ranch up there, and wanted to do something to give back to the series and also to share the beauty of the Sandhills. We did have a half marathon up there years ago, mm-hmm. and then the race director decided not to continue that, so she sort of took that on, and it starts at a very historical old church up there in Hooker County called the Eclipse Church, and so we'll start at the church. And she didn't spare any of the great details. It's a half marathon, and then there's also a 10K and a 5K.
Okay.
And what's super fun for us is people assume that those counties probably don't have a lot of adults that are into running or walking or those kinds of things. There's sort of a misperception about that.
Sure.
But Arthur, Hooker, those counties, they are filled with runners. And so it's really fun to engage those people and allow us to feature the Sandhills. So we are really drawing people from outside of the area. And it is because of that uniqueness that there's no place like the Nebraska Sandhills.
And words don't do it justice.
No,
it really doesn't.
No, you almost can't describe it to people.
Yeah, I know. Have you ever had that problem before? You're
yes.
trying to explain what the Sandhills are to somebody from out of state, and it's like, no, let's just go. You got to see it.
Yeah, because if you describe it, they think, no trees? No, why would I want to go to a place with no trees?
This sounds weird.
But the combination of the landscape and the sky is just, you have to see it to
yep.
appreciate it. So,
words don't do it justice. And this is going to be an opportunity for folks to get some up close and personal glimpses of some of God's greatest creation, in my opinion,
exactly.
with the Sandhills.
They'll start at the Eclipse Church, and then they'll run on an oil strip road. They get to run through a well-known ranch up there, the Tucker Ranch, and they do actually go, the half marathoners will go over the Dismal River, and just a beautiful view there. So, and then we've linked it with our Autumn River Run in October. So if you do both half marathons, we're calling that the Twin River Double because both of the races have river or relate to rivers. And so that's an additional medal, an additional T-shirt for folks that are going to do both. They're two half marathons in 2 weeks. That's a pretty good challenge. So they get a little extra for taking on that challenge.
So that's coming up. Is that still September 2, Trudy?
Yep, September 18th.
Okay.
So
awesome.
That's actually a Sunday. A lot of times that has to do with traffic and whatnot. And,
sure.
And so it's very common to see marathons and half marathons on Sundays. So we start on, like I say, at the Eclipse Church and on the 18th. And we are just super excited. The athletes, you know, the ranchers up there are going to produce a big barbecue for all the athletes.
Ooh,
so it's just
going to be good barbecue,
it's
too.
It's going to be really good barbecue. So it's just going to be a really, really good day.
So a couple of great events coming up here in the near future. Trudy, if folks want to learn more about them and join the Plattsburgh Fitness Series and by chance look at some other events in the near future, how can they do so?
Just head to our website, www.platriverfitness.com, and we are on Facebook, Platte River Fitness Series.
Trudy, anything else you'd like to add this morning?
I think that's going to take care of September. Now, if we can just get the weather to hold for us, we'll
be
good.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, we've noticed some changes in the weather, too. It's a little bit cooler in the morning. Feels pretty good outside right now. And starting to cool down a little bit in the evenings. Uh-huh. You can open up those windows at night now. So.
Yep, but it's still plenty hot in the daytime.
It is. You have to still kind of work your day around getting things done in the morning or the evening. But at least it's getting a little nicer in the morning
exactly.
and evening.
Exactly.
Trudy, always good to see you in the studio. Thanks for all the great work you do for our community. Look forward to seeing you again this time next month.
Thanks.